As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with the probation committee's decision to release Mary from the reformatory, Ellie Connors goes out of existence forever, and Mary Edwards becomes an actuality. And now that Lum and Abner have been named her guardians, they are settling down to the business of parenthood. As we look around the little community today, we find Abner in the John and Down store, and Grandpappy Spears is absorbed in the magazine.
Jimmy, they've got more outlandish advertisements in the magazine nowadays than I ever seen before in my life.
Yeah, what's that outlandish about them, Grandpa? Yeah,
just look at this pigeon toed in here.
Yeah, which is that? Oh, this one here with the aeroplane in it?
Yeah, look here. Claims we'll all be dolling up in our Sunday clothes and go driving our own aeroplanes all over the country after the war's over.
Aeroplanes? For the land's sake, alive.
Yeah, they'll never get me in one of them contraptions. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that's just more like the advertisement. They're just trying to start up a fad. It won't last long.
Oh, I know that. No. Of course it won't.
That's what I said when automobiles come in. We bought that carload of buggies.
Yeah, looky here. They even claim they'll make the airplanes a simple a young girl can run one of them.
Oh, six pedal fast.
That's what it says. It says so right here in black and ink.
Why, it takes them avionators months to learn how to run one of them things.
Yeah, claim here a girl can do it.
How old a girl?
Well, it don't say.
Huh?
By the way, I hear that girl at niece of Lum's is going to stay here in Pine Ridge permanent now.
Yeah? Whereabouts do you hear that?
Lum told Charity.
Oh, well, it's the truth, I reckon. See, we're sort of her guardians now, me and Lum and Elizabeth.
Uh-huh. Well, how come she ain't going back to her papa and mama in Wisconsin?
Well, you see, she was actually in the reform, I forget the reason right now. You better ask Lum about that, I guess, Grandpa.
Jimmy, look at this one. Collapsible houses.
Huh?
Just take a look at this pigeon-toed ad.
What's that?
Claims after the war we'd be living in houses you can put together and take apart.
Take apart?
Yes, sir. That's what it says. Look at that picture right there.
Well, I do know. Now, I reckon who gets up all them crazy ideas?
Oh, no telling.
Do they expect us to believe all this junk?
Well, I don't know. They must, or they wouldn't go to all the trouble printing it up.
They must think we're awful ignorant.
Imagine taking the parlor off your house and moving it around the backyard. Most outlandish thing I ever run up against.
Of course, now that would be sort of handy, though.
Handy?
Why, sure. Well, take for instance, if you want to sit down in the parlor and read the paper of the evening, and your woman kept jawing at you and wanting you to fix a stovepipe or something, why, all you'd have to do is just take the parlor and move it away somewhere where you couldn't hear her jawing all the time.
Jiminy, I never thought about that.
Yeah, that'd be handy.
Yeah, Charity can be an awful nuisance that way when she takes a mind to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, you take the generality of women folks, Grandpap, they're all like that. Love to talk.
Yeah, maybe that ain't such a bad idea, Ted, having a house you can take apart.
Why,
especially if you had a porch you could move, just follow the sun around the house all day.
Yeah, stay in the shade all the time. That's a good idea, yeah. And here's something else. Take, for instance, when relays come to visit you.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, all you got to do is just take that extra bedroom off your house and hide it somewhere, and then the relays can't stay with you because they won't have no place to sleep.
Yeah, here's another advantage, too. Take, for instance, when you see somebody like Charlie Redfield coming.
You mean around supper time?
Well, yeah, that's the only time he ever comes to see you.
Oh, that man can smell vittles fur in there, one human I ever knowed in my life.
Oh, yeah. Hangs around, there ain't the one thing to do, and that's to invite him to set up to the board with you.
Yeah, that Charlie, he'll do it every time.
Just like a hound dog, he'll hang around anywhere they'll feed him.
Yeah, he'll do it. He will do that. He'll do it. Sure will.
Now, if it's collapsible house, why, you just uncollapse the kitchen and hide it. Down here, you'd be shut of that pigeon-toed Charlie in no time at all.
Why, sure you would. Dog, if I'm for that, Artie. Whereabouts can you buy one of them houses?
Well, you can't get them till after the war's over.
Oh, that blame it anyway.
According to this article here.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it seems a little ridiculous to me, Abner. I detect a... Well, sakes alive.
What's the matter?
Well, Jimmy, here's one that outcasts all the others put together.
Oh, what's that, Grandpa?
Well, they claim that we'll have... Lord, I believe I can keep a straight voice to tell it to you.
Well, sure, tell me.
Right there, that...
Oh, listen here, huh?
They claim we're going to have a telephone in our car.
Telephone in our car?
Yes, sir. There's a picture of it right there.
Yeah, don't get I'm looking at it. And I don't see now how that would ever work. You couldn't go very far in your car. That is, unless you had an awful long batch of telephone wire on it. And every time you turn a corner, well, you'd more likely get your wires all tangled up with somebody else's. No, that wouldn't work at all. They're all fast.
Well,
they're missing a spoke or two out of the wheel. That's all
they claim here they can make the phone work without no wires on it, though.
Oh, say so.
Well, they claim it can be done, say so. That's just what it says, right here.
Doggies, now, if that's true, there's something I'd love to have. Yes, sir, a telephone in my car. That'd be handy.
Well, natural. Who wouldn't?
Doggies, I'm going to get me one of them just quick as a word over. Does the car come with the telephone, or do you have to buy that separate?
Don't say here. I don't know whether the car comes with the telephone or the telephone comes with the car.
Well, I hope the car comes with it, as long as I ain't got an automobile. There's going to be one of the handiest things I ever bought myself. Or to be able to get in an awful lot of fishing with that contraption, you know.
Fishing with a telephone?
Well, no, I wouldn't fish with it, but I mean, every morning I'd just get in my car and take grocery orders over my telephone while I was driving out to the river. Then I could park the car right near to where I'm fishing so that I'd hear the phone ring, you know, and take orders over it. And then when I get done fishing, well, I just drive back to town, put up the order, deliver them, go home, cook my fish. Day'd be over.
Yeah, but here's something you're forgetting, Abner.
Huh?
Don't forget that your woman can call you up wherever you're at, though.
Oh. Doggie, that's right, Aunt.
Yeah, sure. She'd be jawing at you all the time over the phone.
Yeah, ruin your fishing.
Quit fishing, come on home, fix that pigeon-toed stovepipe or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, she'd do it. She'd figure up something. Let's see now. What can we do about that?
I'm sure there ain't no way out of that, Abner.
Yeah, wait a minute. I know.
I know there'd be a drawback to it.
No, sir, here's the idea right here. I'll just have a secret ring on the phone so Elizabeth won't know how to ring me up. That ought to do it right there.
Well, wait, you can't do that, though.
You
got a secret ring, and then nobody else can call you up to give you grocery orders.
Huh?
And you'd have to stay at the store all day. You're right back where you started at.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here, I just won't tell Elizabeth what my ring is. Keep it a secret from her and tell everybody else.
Well, that won't work. She'd just call up Charity or somebody and ask him what it is.
Yeah, more likely she would when she wants to get in touch with me.
Of course, then what you might do, Abner, you could have the phone over to your house just unconnected, and then she couldn't call you.
I don't get it. I'm going home right now and cut them wires. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's no good. She'd just go over to the Quincy's place next door there and use their phone. That's what she does when our battery is down.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That gummit anyway. I have more trouble than one human I ever knowed in my life.
Well, it just looks to me like you're just going to have to separate Elizabeth. Just
separate her?
Run her off the place. Get shut of her.
Oh. Well, I sort of hate to do that, Grandpa.
You want a telephone, don't you, in your
well,
car?
Well, yeah, but we've been together so long now, and she's been a good woman. Done her work day in and day out. It's not hard to ever complain at all.
Yeah, but maybe you ain't noticed it, but I have. Her crops don't look as good as they used to.
Well, this has been a bad year. We've had an awful drought, Grandpa.
Yeah, but she just ain't as stout as she was.
Well, I don't know now. You take her, she starts off down that hill if that young span of mule found. She ever hits a root along there or something. Place they're going to throw at least 100 yards right out in front of the team.
Yeah, but that stack of wood there in your front yard ain't nigh as high as it used to be when she's at herself.
Well, she ain't been dragging in as much wood here late as she generally does. No, I
wait a minute. There comes Mom. Maybe he'll have an idea how to figure this out for you.
Well, I hope so. All these problems just worrying me half to death. I've got to have one of them telephones.
Hello there, Granddad.
Say,
honey,
can you help me figure out something?
Well, I reckon so. What's troubling you?
Well, see, I'm buying one of them collapsible houses and a car with a telephone in it, and I just wanted...
For goodness sakes, what in the world are you talking about?
Don't you keep up on nothing.
Just a minute, Abner. I just thought of something. Where are you going to get the money to do all this buying with?
Well, I never thought about that, no.
Well, I'll tell you where you can get it. You can get it from the war bonds you're buying now.
Can I show enough? Can I use them for stuff like that?
Why, sure. That's one of the ideas of buying them.
Oh?
But I believe it's another idea, one that's way on a bigger net.
Huh?
I just been over to the Macmillan's place. Ms. Macmillan sort of broke up.
Broke up?
Yeah, she got a hearing from her boy, Ernest, today, and he's in a concentration camp.
Oh, you mean Ernest has been captured?
For a bachelor, I mean, in Germany. Yeah, he was in our plane, got forced down somewhere in Germany, and they interned him and turned him in or something. Hmm. Anyways, they captured him.
Damn snake in the weeds.
So I figure we folks here better dig down just as deep as we can and buy all the war bonds we can possibly can so as we can win this war and get Ernest out of that camp quick as possible.
Why, sure, Doggett, I'll buy them bonds faster than the government can print them up.
Well, not only that, but we've got to see that everybody else buys them, too.
Huh?
That's our job. Don't forget, we're co-chairmen of the Pine Ridge War Savings Committee.
Yeah, well, we'll do it. We'll do it.
There's a new bond drive starting up. It's the third war loan. Now it is to raise $15 billion to finance the invasion.
$15
billion? Yes, sir.
Those
of
them innovations cost money, don't they?
Oh, you bet they do. From now on, the fighting's going to get harder. And the harder it gets, the more it costs.
Sure, sure.
But you can't measure this thing in dollars and cents. There ain't no amount of money that measures up the importance of getting Ernest and boys like Ernest out of them consultations.
Oh, no, you bet they ain't. I know it ain't.
All right, Jimmy, let's get busy and raise the pigeon-toed money then. Get them invasion bonds sold.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going right now and raise some money by selling off them things of mine.
What things?
Didn't I tell you?
Didn't you tell me what?
Well, see, I bought a collapsible house and a car with a telephone in it, Lon, but I can get along without them things. Come on, Granny.